Well, hello, hello. You are now listening to the Black Bougie Broads featuring Kevin B. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Great.
Yes. I'm great, hunty. I'm making it, trying to figure out why my MacBook ain't charging up. Well, we'll figure it out. But this is the 100th episode of Black Bougie Broads featuring Kevin B.
Yeah. Happy 100, y'all.
Happy 100.
100.
Honey.
Yes, we have worked hard to get to this 100, honey. Like, really hard. 4 seasons, a ton of episodes, a lot of story times, lives, you name it. So if you
aspire, a lot of hours.
A lot of, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right.
We have spent a lot of time. So our very first episode launched July 15, 2020. If you have been listening to us since the beginning, or if you're working your way all the way down to this episode, you will see we've had a lot of changes. Okay. A lot of changes, a lot of things going on. But before we get into the matrix of it all, we have Kodak Kev.
What's up?
Oh, give it to him, Kev. Kev was like, let me show y'all some teeth. And we got Miss and we got Miss Johnny's.
Hey y'all.
All right, y'all. So thank you for being such avid listeners. And if you're new, welcome. We have listeners from all over the world, multiple countries. We're so privileged to have you all come and listen to us and have been rocking out with us for the last 3 years with four seasons under our belt. So we have just worked. So who knows what's to come next, but we're super, super excited. So with it being the 100th episode, first of all, we want to send our love to our brother Brandon. Shout out to him and his family going through the loss of his father. So if you follow us on social media, please send him hearts. And we still going to send hearts to our girl, Johnny's, because she had a lot going on recently, too, as well. This season has just been a lot of surprises, good and indifferent. So, season 4 has just been, I felt like it was easier to record, but life has been life. And so send your hearts and kisses. So let's get down to business. One of the questions that I asked Kev and Johnny's is their top 3 episodes. But let me mix it up even more. Johnny's probably going to be like, dang, your top 3 between episodes, lives, and story time. So, Johnny's, you want to kick it off? You want to tell them what it is?
So, my favorite episodes. So, are we doing top 3 episodes? Are we throwing live?
Your top 3 whatevers.
So, my top 3 episodes were, number 1, I think it had to be the fat shaming. That was the one where we talked about the Super Bowl. We talked about 50 Cent. Because, honey, I still don't understand why people was fat shaming 50 Cent. Like, I don't get it. But that was top notch. I really enjoyed that episode. And then my second one was the Big Men's. The Big Men's. I didn't even realize that's what we named it. The Big Men's episode.
I'm telling you, that was me.
Honey, y'all already know, if y'all listen to any episode, even before that episode, if you know me personally, I'm sorry, but I don't get down with the Big Men's. Even though my husband, he is getting kind of big, like a little, you know, little daddy.
That's his grown
ball,
man. That's his great grown man weight.
Right, so that's okay with me, honey. I love it. So I guess you say you never know what you know you'll be into. So
all right now.
And then my third one was the Unpopular Opinion episode. And in that episode, that's when we talked about like our unpopular opinion. Basically, our like everybody like things, but we might have like that unpopular opinion. We may not like that. And I wanted to bring this up because it's popular on social media now, the Cheesecake Factory. So my unpopular opinion was I didn't care for the Cheesecake Factory. So honey, I'm not saying how that girl was acting was okay. No, you don't act like that. You act cute when you going on a date and you take that free meal, you be happy. But honey, I don't like the Cheesecake Factory either. So I'm just saying. You know.
Okay.
So that was my top 3 episodes. my top three episodes.
All right. Kev?
Let me see. I like the episodes where we have guests and we have conversations that I wasn't expecting. So I know I like the episode with the guy Mark. That was fun.
Hold on. We gotta give them. Go ahead. I'm gonna give them this.
You know, the recent one, the one, the Tales of a Side Dude was the
name. Part one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what's your friend? The girl who
You said you liked the Tales of the Side Dude?
Yeah, that's episode 88 and 89.
Yeah.
It was funny, like, to go back and to listen to it, the contradiction.
Yes, it was unmatched. Funny. It was
sad because me and you were okay. And you were actually challenging him.
It wasn't sad. I like, everybody don't have to think the same way. So I just, you know.
I like
when you get other viewpoints.
That man sound like a fool, honey. I'm sorry.
Well,
my husband listened to it with me too, and he was just like, I don't know. That just don't make sense.
Well, it don't have to make sense to you, but I like when there are differing viewpoints. It don't always got
you
to
just
be
like it to be controversial and not make sense.
No, I didn't say that. If that's what I like, to, baby. Then I would have said that.
That's what we know to be true.
No, that ain't what you know because I ain't say that. Now, if I said
I'm telling you, Kev, that episode and him trying to explain it, it reeked of in need of major relationship counseling by himself, seeking self. It was really like OMG, but it was hilarious because you was like, I love it, Mark. And Mark was like, yeah, Cam, I like Cam. And I was like,
it was giving red flags over the episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, moving
but
on.
We're not saying you are a red flag.
I know that. I mean, I'm just saying every just because you like something doesn't mean somebody else gotta like it.
But no, I understand why you like it, Kevin. But I'm just saying it was crazy. That's all I'm saying.
In your opinion, it was crazy.
So what did you like about it, Kevin? Was it informal to you? Was it like...
No.
What did it give?
It's just, I feel like a lot of times on here, everybody's opinion is the same. I don't feel like everybody has to have the same opinion about everything.
So we thinking logically, basically.
No, yeah. See, that's I take offense to that because to you, it's logically. To him, it may not be logically. Like... So, I mean,
I think to him, it was logical.
My thing is, I don't want to put down anybody because they have a differing opinion. And I felt like on that, listening back to it, because I feel like I listen to stuff a lot more than anybody else. No, I can say it because I listen to every episode over three times.
But Kevin,
so I can say it.
But Kevin, who put the lighter torch to your toes today? Because you were so mad.
Huh?
You are so mad.
I beg your pardon.
You are like spicy.
Oh, it's just a little tea. That's all.
Okay.
It's just the tea, but I'm just saying. What was I saying?
He was saying that basically his point of view.
Point of view is his point of view, but you don't have to down him because it's not, and you don't have to make it seem like he's crazy because whatever point of view he has is different. Then his can be different, and that's just the end of it. You don't have to be he crazy. He needs help. He just does not have the same point of view as you.
And that's okay. But what's the point of having a podcast if we can't say what we felt about it?
You definitely said what you felt about it.
I'm just saying this is an opinion because we got to let the listeners go back and listen to 88-89. I think Mark is he made for a excellent episode.
Mm-hmm.
However, from opinion of a single woman, I'm like, ooh, That might be a hard one right there. A hard pass. But he was exciting to listen to because he was off the chain. And he was like, it is what it is. You know, and I'm like, okay, now if you date him, you got to get your mind right, baby, because it's going to be a journey. So that was your number three or number one pick?
Not in any order. I like We Need Our Ass Beat. I like that.
I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun. And that just came out of nowhere. That was a topic that came out of nowhere, right? Where we ain't really had nothing. So we just...
acting a fool.
And what else? I agree with Johnny's unpopular opinion. I like that one.
Yeah. What episode number is that? Are you looking at
that? That's 65. Mm-hmm. All right. I feel like I frequently have unpopular opinions. So that's...
Lord have mercy. Well, I'm gonna make it good. So I think it was a hard tie for me, but the number one episode is definitely The Big Men's episode 75. When you talk about a difference of opinion, that episode was so split so many different ways, but that's what made it funny. Because everybody was coming from all different angles. Clearly, me and Lorna, shout out to our girl Lorna, we have been through troubled waters with The Big Men's. And even in my most recent dealings, I think I'm done with you big motherfuckers. Like, I'm so over it. And I'm just saying, y'all make life so hard. Point,
I just think it's the men, period, honey.
This is so sad. Look at Kevin. It's okay, baby. All right. Number two. Y'all are going to be like, what? Number two is episode 21, Flag on the Play, The Master Manipulator with Laz. Episode 21 was like
that nonstop was like drama. The Twilight Zone.
Yes.
I forgot about that one. That was good. Like, that was good.
You know, the Twilight Zone at the end when they got that thing circle just keep going like that. Like, I feel like that's what was in on that episode.
We was in a vortex.
Circle. Yes.
Yes, we were in a vortex and it was just nonstop. It was one issue after the other. We barely said anything because Laz just kept talking. And as he continued to talk, it got worse. I think it just even took a crazier turn when he found out the girl who's dating had a girlfriend.
Is that the one when he threw the ring?
Yeah, and then threw the ring and had Kevin looking for the ring in the forest or whatever.
And then that was the ring fake. It didn't come out the way it was fake.
Yeah.
$20 from Amazon.
Kevin looking for a fake ring, y'all. Now I'm gonna tell y'all about Kevin. Kevin always got the good clothes on now. I cannot see Kevin in that grass and I just picture him in the woods.
It was in the woods, but I never saw the ring. I just knew that he threw something. So I was just like, and he was like, that's the ring. And I was like, the ring? Like, why are you throwing it? So, you know, I started panicking.
So he never said, Kevin, that's the ring. Don't worry about it. It was only
$20. He didn't tell me it was $20. Actually, she ended up telling me it was $20 because she worked at Amazon. So she had hacked into his account and seen it. And then when next time I seen him, I was like, she told me the ring was only $20. And he was like, well, yeah, but she wasn't supposed to see that.
And the plot thickens.
And then it kept thickening, you know? Then she was in his house and he couldn't get her out the house. She was making police reports that weren't true. And then, you know what took the cake for me? Is when we found out where this whole toenail scenario came from. They was in the club in Raleigh and security stepped on Kevin's foot and slid that toenail off. Nigga, that tore me up. I was done.
Was that in that episode?
Yes. Lord, how long was that episode? Was that three episodes?
Yes. somebody help.
Was that a part one, two, and three?
No, it was just one. Like that was episode. Just one
episode. Yeah.
Is that one we used to have more than an hour and like 15 times?
Oh, yeah.
We would just roll it.
Right.
We just rolled the bean footage, baby. And when Kevin said that's when his toenail fell off, I said, it's time to close up this episode. We have hit the end. Good night. Because see, every time Kevin mentioned the toenail, it makes me laugh.
That wasn't the first time that the toenail came off. So
but you know what, Kevin? What? You know what? On this 100th episode, I am not surprised that something dealing with your toes was not part of Erica's favorite moments, honey. Because she had it.
She had it on her feet. She loved it. You know, and I be calling her. I literally be in pain. And she, like, you can see what she looking like now. I called her that day when they had to yank that toenail off. And I told her how bad it hurt. And she was up there peeing herself because she thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
It's because of how he explains it. It's not like if Johnny says, hey, I have a headache. No, Kevin says, ooh, child, let me tell you, I came in the house, put my hand on my forehead. It was a throbbing. Then I hit the corner of the table, stomped my knee. I mean, it will just be this really detailed.
So what you're trying to say is I'm dramatic. That's what
no, but it's how you talk about it makes it funny. So when you be like, I look down.
Look. Look, I can either, I'm damned if I do or damned if I don't, Johnny. I can talk about it and she will laugh. I remember when we recorded the episode and the toenail was fucking bleeding during the episode and I said nothing about it. I sat right there and recorded. And then afterward, Erica's like, why you didn't say that? I said, because we was recording. So I just sat there and let the blood pool inside the sandal.
Right.
So, but y'all see how he explained it, right? Y'all hear this, right? He could have just said the toe was bleeding. Oh no, but the blood was just gushing out and created a pool.
You used the word gushers. I didn't say gush. I had wrapped it up in a towel, but it was pooling in the sandal. It was in the bottom of the sandal, looking like red Kool-Aid in the bottom of my sandal.
Lord.
You see what I'm saying? But episode 21 was crazy.
Yes.
But you want to know what number three is? Y'all never going to guess.
What?
My favorite moment, number three, we did a live during season one. And Johnny's invited on her, one of her husband's friends. He was doing a live with us.
His name, and this is Josh, right?
Josh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't even going to say his name, but shout out to Josh.
Okay, I can bleep it out if we got
no, it's
no,
fine.
No, he'll be fine.
Okay, he'll be fine. So this is when we used to use, I think it was Zoom, the Zoom stream. We weren't using what we're using now. We were streaming from Zoom. And instead of him telling people they could follow us on Facebook to watch it, he then gave family members the link to get inside the stream itself. So while we're recording, having a pretty decent episode, because it was just Josh being Josh. I said, y'all.
And we was doing Facebook Live at the same time.
Yes. Yeah,
we were streaming. Mm-hmm. It was a live event. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, ding dong, it's somebody named Andrea who's trying to come in.
I said, it's somebody named Andrea trying to come on the line. Like, who is this, right? And we trying to figure it out. Next thing you know, Josh said, oh, yeah, that's Andrea. That's, I don't know if it was his cousin.
Right, I think it's his cousin.
But baby, everybody paused and just bust out laughing because we were like, why would you invite somebody to get on?
I felt like we opened it for her to come in. And
I tried and she never
and
did.
She wasn't answering because I was like, hello, she Andrea.
But she probably realized, she thought she was probably going to watch it too. And then she realized, hey, this don't sound like they Right. Something ain't right.
But I gotta find that footage, because when I tell you, everybody was like, who the hell is Andrea? And who invited her?
Even the Facebook people was like, Andrea. Like, even the Facebook had got in, like, the chat, you know, the Facebook chat. So it was a good moment.
It was funny.
It was funny.
I did social media with it, so I can probably find it. But, and I probably, if I just dig all the way down, I can find it. But that was a good one.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't get ourselves together. We just start laughing real bad. So those are my three. Johnny's, I know you had a question we were talking about before we went live. I mean,
I was wondering, what do you think was like the hardest, either the hardest episode or maybe like the hardest moment, or, you know, that you think we had to deal with during the recording? When I was thinking about the hardest thing, it was when we was doing those Married at First Sight. Yes, Married at First Sight, because we would literally have to watch those episodes. And then I think, was it the same day?
Right then and there.
The same day we would get on. Like, that was a full-time job. Like, that's people full-time jobs, right? Yeah. Like, we would literally watch those episodes, and then we would get on.
And go live.
I mean, that took a lot of work. A lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, in return, helped us. I'll loop it in on when I explain my part, but we had to do it at the time, and it just, we took off. Technically, after that, we took off. Despite the works and efforts of season one, I said, y'all, we got to do something. But it worked. But damn, we were like this at Married at First Sight. We was watching it. I'm sitting here watching it like this. And then we going live.
Girl, I'm putting the kids to bed, watching TV, cooking, cleaning. Like, I got to get this episode. Like, just doing everything and watching that Married at First Sight. Even though I'm glad it was a good season, because imagine if it was boring. I mean, that was probably one of their top seasons that they probably had. With the craziness.
Yes. And the girl with the bad weave, the one we felt bad for, she was with the black dude, Chris.
Paige.
What's his name? Paige. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant. Paige. She's about to have a baby.
Ooh. Okay.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, because that was the season when the guy wasn't. What's his name, Chris?
Was it Chris?
What's his name?
I feel like it was Chris.
He was acting like he liked the girl, wanted to be, but ended up being in the whole relationship
with somebody else.
With somebody else. Yeah, it was a cold, crazy. That was a crazy season.
It was a lot. We had contests going on.
Kevin, didn't we have a bougie box? Kevin had put together the bougie box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. That was a hard time.
It was.
Labor of love. Go ahead, Kev.
Hardest episode, was that the question? Or hardest, just hardest time in general?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's all kind of hard, but I don't know. Season one just seemed harder. The whole season just seemed harder. There are some episodes that was just hard to get through altogether, because they just seemed to be very emotional, and, you know, I felt like people was taking stuff personal back then, and, you know, it was difficult. It was difficult navigating different personalities when we had more people. So.
That's fair.
Yeah. I will say, for those who aspire to have a podcast, it's certain aspects of it that is tough, but it works out when you're with the best people. It's like it's a fun time. It can get arduous because we technically do it all on our own. Like, if you hear the episode, that's Kevin editing. If you see clips on social media, that's me. So we upstand our own podcast. Like, we don't have anybody doing the work like we did in season one, believe it or not. But the hardest part was the transition from six to three people. Like, a lot of people don't know, it was just this big thing. And, you know, we cool with everybody, but it was like a very interesting transition. So I would tell people, if they want to have, like, now you see everybody with a podcast. Like, when we started having a podcast, it was before the crazy wave of everybody having a microphone. Like, now everybody has a microphone. Mm-hmm. But do it with people who are in the same vein as yourself, who believe in the product, who believe in the brand, and who know how to work with one another. If you're working with people who don't know how to work with other people, you're gonna have a hell of a time. I don't care how close y'all are. I don't care if y'all best friends. If that person is selfish or has some issues with self, run. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. So I would definitely say that. But to piggyback off what Johnny said, because we had to pause after season one and regroup, it left months and months of a break, which months and months of a break is great, because I think we've done that multiple times. But having multiple months for a break, we had to come back together and figure out how we wanted to do it. And doing the Married at First Sight Lives, which you can go to YouTube and watch or on Facebook, we had people really invested in what we were saying about the show. So it forced people to watch it, and so they could come on live with us right after. So that's why we started to do that. And I've had people asking me since then, was, were we going to review Married at First Sight? And I think there's another one out now. So it would be a personal journey if I were to do that, because I wouldn't want to pull on the podcast. But there are other shows that we would also comment about too, like your Married at First Sight, your Housewives of Atlanta or Housewives of Potomac. All of that. We have had a lot to say about all of that stuff. So if you ever want to see what that looks like, go to YouTube and go to Lives and you'll see all of them there. Yeah. Yep. So it'll
fit. And then we were still recording at that time too, right?
Yeah, at that time we were. When we did, we were recording too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we eventually started picking back up and doing episodes too. So we was full steam ahead. However, in order to make it, you gotta put a little something into it. It just don't happen. God do surprise you sometimes. But right. I believe that with the hard work that we're doing, it's going to project us and allow us to do other things. You know, I pray on that all the time. So it's never in vain. But I will say, you have to have the time to do it. But why not do it with people who are on point to make it work? I would definitely say that. Kevin, do you have a comment? Question? You have a question for the man?
Sure. What do you feel like you've learned about your co-host in the process? Over 100 episodes, what did you not know before we started this that you now know about yourself and each other?
Well, Kevin, I feel like since you had time to think about the question, because you already knew the question, you should
that question came off the dome, but I could give you an answer though.
All right.
I have learned that I did not know. See, I've known Erica a long time though, so it's a lot of stuff I didn't know. I feel like that she's always working, that she's always thinking about ideas for the podcast brand. So she always has that in the back of her head. And always focused and always driven. I feel like I knew that though, but it's just in a different format, because we never had a podcast before.
We just had ratchet right. engineering days. But even then, you know, we had to trap and do, we had to do hustle bustle. It was just a different kind of hustle, but you know,
And I say for Johnny's, I've just gotten to know Johnny's better, because I didn't know you as well when we were in school. I actually met Johnny's until after we graduated. Mm-hmm. So
Johnny's was my neighbor in Barbie Hall.
I know, but I don't remember that.
I know. I'm just telling the man.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she I feel like she's been married to Nick since we was 18 years old.
Yes. Actually, Erica was really good friends with my best friend, I feel like, in college. I feel like they were closer in college. But then once we graduated, it was like, I don't know if it was homecoming that brought us together, Erica, but something brought us together and we just really clicked. And like, yes. I feel like we've really been good friends since then. Like, yes. Even better than when we were in undergrad.
Yes, I knew I liked Janice when I went to her first child baby shower. I had a million things going on that day, but I said, I gotta make it to this baby shower. And child, I hit a toll. I said, oh, what? Where she got me in Richmond, but we've been rocking and rolling. We've been rocking and rolling. I will say what I learned about Janice is I found out, you know, she loves the Lord something serious. But I forgot what episode or what. Well, yeah, we were reviewing a movie. Lord have mercy.
She's talk about this black Jesus.
Right. Oh, that's a good Johnny, one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Johnny's had me, like, this is like 2:00 in the morning. We done reviewed this movie of a fellow Aggie. We done made it to the end. We watching it on Zoom together. Baby, Johnny's went down what we call a Taurus rabbit hole about black Jesus and white Jesus. And the first 15 minutes, I was barely paying attention because I said, child, she is unhinged about this thing. But you know how your gut just started to kick in? Honey, the wiggles and tickles started happening and I could not stop laughing. Johnny's was having a cow about, in this black movie, a white Jesus being on the wall. And I literally started crying. Almost peed myself because Johnny's was not playing with she was.
It don't take a lot to make you pee yourself.
Right. It was, but I was like just sitting there like, I was like, oh no.
I said, here comes the pee. Here comes the pee. Here comes the boo. Here comes the pee.
Johnny's is losing her mind. So ever, I done put that in my little notebook in my head. Like, listen, honey, she don't play about that. And what I learned about Kevin's musical and editing expertise are top tier. And comma, he is Mona Scott Kev. VH1 needs to hire Kevin because he's, you know, at the beginning of this episode, look at him sip tea. He was making it seem like me and Johnice was just acting a fool because we was talking about, oh boy. But Kevin will try to produce a Loving Hip Hop Greensboro episode on your ass, honey. He will bring all the right people together just to see popcorn fly, weave fly, fights commence. Am I wrong, Kev? Now, I was not the one who came up with Loving Hip Hop Greensboro.
You was in it, though. I've seen it. No, you was a cast member too.
How?
He done cast you for the Loving Hip Hop Greensboro.
You see what I'm saying? But you know, but Kevin will bring just the right people into the room for it to be a thing, honey. So
you learned that through the podcast?
Yes. I did not know that. I feel like in college, it was just, we were just more goofy than anything, period, right?
Oh, I thought you was going to say I was being a, you know, dedicated student and studying.
Absolutely not. No, that's not what I was going to say. But it took me, you know, coming out of college, going down to Greensboro, being around his other friends. I was like, what the hell going on down here? People in there arguing. I'm in there trying to fight for my professional life out of nowhere. I'm like, what's going on? What is happening?
Wait a minute. You feel like I set that up? I know what event you're talking about. I didn't set that up.
I did not know. Let me just say this. Your events always have a spice to it where something going to happen. Something.
It's like he's setting the scene, like, you know, like Atlanta Housewives, how they always got to set a scene or set to make, like, something happen. Yes. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, but they setting it up.
Yes.
For something to happen.
And Kev has even said, look, I do Love and Hip Hop Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? Okay, I see. So that's, I did not know that. I didn't know. Look at Kev.
I'm not going to dispute that. I'm not going to deny that. Right. Yeah, that's.
And what do they call shot nights? So shout out to all his friends that have been to shot night.
They're coming back, by the way. Shot nights are coming back.
I think you should definitely hire a videographer.
Mm-hmm.
To just capture the whole night.
Look, and then you never know, Kevin. You could throw a pitch. And get you a little show or something.
Get
right.
Get you a show. Love and Hip Hop right. Greensboro, the Kev series, because Jesus. It's very real. It's very real.
For me, what I learned, okay, I'm gonna do Erica first. What I learned about Erica, I did not realize Erica think everybody look like an animal.
I knew that in college. Did not need the podcast for that.
Everybody is an animal, honey. So yeah. watch out, because you know Erica's gonna have you an animal for real.
Once you know her, though, you know it's no, and she don't mean no harm by it.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Now some people though.
Kevin got mad.
Now I'm gonna tell you when you know she for real and talking junk about somebody, when she be calling them roaches. Now when roaches, she call you a roach. Yeah.
Or an aardvark. Yeah, I mean, if she call you an aardvark, you know good and well, because that's
that
animal. Google that animal. Google it. Google it.
No, it was no shade, no tea. But if I do call you a roach, that's what I mean. The one with the wings. Little noise. That's the one.
Now she called your roach. Cockroach. Now.
Cockroach.
Right. And for Kevin, the same with Kevin. You know, I knew Kevin, but didn't really know him. And now, you know, I've gotten to know him a lot. And he's a very good friend of mine from being on the podcast. But one thing I didn't know about Kevin, it was a lot of things I didn't know about Kevin, but the thing that I enjoy learning about Kevin is the music. I'm going to tell y'all, I be jamming to me and my daughter, we be jamming to Black Bougie Bras when it come on, you know, the song. And that was produced and made by Kevin.
By Kevin.
So, yes. So that was one thing that I learned about you. That you know that you have that music genius producer in you, so that was good. Oh,
thank you, guys.
Call VH1 need to call. But I'm gonna go ahead and do Brandon since he's not here. But
he's
not here. What I've known Brandon since I was like 20. A shout out to our good friend Toya. She brung him to Jiho while we were in undergrad, and I thought he was a ball of fun. He was just a great energy.
Jiho, yes, greatest
homecoming to earth. Which, if you're listening to this, it is actually Jiho. It is actually North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University's homecoming. But I learned through this podcast and bringing him on is that it don't matter how ratchet our episode is, he is going to give you like some type of nerdy like statistics about whatever we're talking about. Like out of the blue, he'll be like, according to such and such, it is 42% that did it. I said, you know, that's what we need. You know what I'm saying? Because we be going in. We will be going in, and then here comes the CNN of Black Bougie Bras feature Kevin B. The MSNBC has stepped in the room. Right. Okay. So I will definitely say that. And I really hope that the podcast has allowed him to broaden his horizon with being able to be on the mic. Cause I feel like everybody has a awesome podcasting voice. Okay, so some of y'all have no idea what we look like, but you probably have created this face in your head, and you could just go over to social media or YouTube and see what we look like, right? But everybody has that thing. Like Johnny says, hey, y'all, I automatically think of biscuits and gravy or biscuits.
She's motherly, you know. She's the sugar. Yeah. She's
hey, y'all. Sugar. Let me give y'all a little butter. Yeah, I love a good Kerrygold butter. Shout out to Kerrygold.
It was Brandon.
Why you said you salt? Why you gotta be salt?
I thought it was the tea.
Oh, okay. I can be the tea. Who was Brandon?
He's the coffee.
The coffee.
Mm-hmm. He's the black coffee, no cream, mm-hmm. no sugar. That's the one thing I learned about Brandon too. And again, I met Brandon through Eric because I haven't known him that long. But you talk about me with the black Jesus now. He is very pro black. He always come up with the black fat.
Absolutely.
Everything he want to talk about is got to do with.
Yep.
You know,
it's political.
Political.
It's mm-hmm. political.
Yes.
He is real political. So it's like everybody brings a little something. Johnice is married and she has kids. So she's giving you the top tier married advice. Kevin is producing wild shows on the back end that haven't been even shot yet. And then Brandon, he don't know it yet, but he need to probably pick up a show under MSNBC or something called Keeping It Real.
I'm gonna be producing
everybody's show. How about that? But yes. You know, that's what it is.
But the hostess with the mostest, honey.
Yes, and I'm just learning that I'm able to help people. So, you know, if you want to start a podcast, just write under one of our posts and let us know, because, you know, you could pay Kev to have your, you know, the intro song. I don't know if Kevin still wants to do all that, but if you jam to the intro and the outro, that was Kev. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my last sister, Grace. She did our art cover. And I'm going to have her updated. Lord have mercy. But shout out to her. She rode with us season one to get us off the ground. And having a podcast is not hard if you have people who can show you how to do it. Yes.
And that's you.
Mm-hmm. I'll help you out. I got you, baby. Help you get your show rolling. Yes, but it has been this podcast almost didn't make it back, baby, after season one. But we had so much feedback. Shout out to Epsilon Omega Chapter of Alpha Alpha. We had an event, and I feel like the podcast was on the books to do the show before we had the behind the scenes breakdown. And so then we had made some decisions, but Kevin and I showed up to do the event. And in the comments, it was like, we're here for Black Bougie Bras featuring Kev. We're here for Black Bougie Bras. They were all in the comments. And mind you, it was other podcasts present. And me and Kevin was just sitting there like, oh my gosh. Lord help us. Like, mm-hmm. what is going on? And then we had to stay. We had to get off the phone, get off the Zoom, and really, you know, tap, Johnny's to say, hey, how we gonna do this? Lord, stand with us. How we going to do this? Johnny's is like, well, shoot. And Kevin was like, "I jeez." You know, he having heartburn beyond heartburn. And I had to put on my super big girl panties and just fling everything to the wind and just stiffen the back. Mm. And season two happened.
Season two came and went. Season three came and went. We had season four. What did you learn about yourself? I know we talked about what you learned about everybody else. What have you learned throughout the process of podcasting about yourself that you did not know before we started this?
Johnny's.
Well, I already kind of knew this about myself, but it really... You know, it like solidified for me. I enjoy talking. I like talking. Like, I really enjoy talking and having a conversation with people and just, like, just talking in general about, you know, stuff that's current, things that's happened in the past, people, like you said, getting people opinion. But I really do like the whole, you know, talking around it and just conversations with people. It's really, like, this is my time to myself. Like, that's what the podcast started to be for me. Like, I'm always, you know, like y'all said, mother mode, wife, this, that, and the other. This has become like my little time to myself where I can just talk to adults and just, you know, say what I want to say and be who I want to, you know, who I am.
Oh, that's so dope. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Rocking. I love talking to you, too. It's like talking to your favorite teacher.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talking to Kevin is like talking to a fucking brother who is just off the chain sometimes, Tammy. Hey, I love you, though. Yeah. What I learned about myself is I suffer from perfection at times. However, I've had to recently learn how to just let some stuff just be. Like, child, I ain't gonna be able to do it. However, I do understand that the work, I'm just going to mark this on this episode because I know I'm going to come back to this in a year and we're going to be on a big stage and I'm going to be like, remember from episode 100, every time I'm like, okay, I can just let it be. It's not that big a deal. God be like, just push just a little bit more because you're going to need it. So if I shop us to, well, when I shop us to certain like iHeart and things like that, we'll have so much content. We'll have so much stuff that I don't feel like there'll be go back and do this. I feel like we've done it. We haven't. And we're extremely authentic. Like, I haven't, like, I've purchased a little stuff on social media to promote certain episodes, but we are so authentic with our content. So I make sure to go through the video footage of all of our episodes when I try to do blurbs, because believe it or not, I'm piecing together like multiple pieces, cutting stuff to show and highlight everybody and their personality. So I feel like we've done the work and it's our time to shine. It's about to really go down. And thankful to y'all for listening, because we are literally around the world.
Right. Thank you. Yes.
We are around the world.
We're so grateful for the support.
Thank you for listening to me talk. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And everybody, people have those that they love. They can resonate with different types of people here because we're all different in our own ways. So I think it's dope. So, Kevin, what have you learned about yourself?
I don't know. I feel like I kind of knew it already, kind of like Janice, but that all the things like that accumulate, like cumulative in your life, lead you to where you are at the time. And some of the skills that we have to use to do this podcasting thing, I have been practicing them all my life and didn't realize that they were going to lead me here. But I remember having a conversation with my barber one day. It was early on, maybe the first season or maybe towards the beginning of the second season. And I don't remember if he asked me what I wanted to be when I was a kid or something like that. But I remember telling him, oh, I wanted to go to NYU because I wanted to be a VJ. And
I wanted to be a VJ too.
And then somehow we started talking about the podcast and it hit me. Then I was like, I'm kind of doing that right now. Like, I'm kind of doing it in a different format, but I'm kind of doing that. So, and when I first told him about wanting to go to NYU, I was kind of disappointed because I didn't, you know, your plan for your life didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. But in retrospect, it still goes the way that, you know, whatever skills are implanted that God gives you, you're going to use them wherever you at. You know, you're going to be able to utilize them wherever you at. And even down to the audio stuff that y'all were just talking about that I didn't even, I had learned back in high school, but didn't know that I was going to ever need to use it for this. And now, fast forward, we using it.
Right. Yeah, so. It's honed and sharpened a lot of skills because shout out to, I ain't going to list all of them because y'all might steal all my, not y'all, I'm talking about the listeners, steal all of my ways to make videos, but I mean, it has really changed my purview of my regular job because I'm sitting there like, I could be editing a video right now. Like, I'd rather just edit a video. Or I'll look at other people's videos and be like, oh, I see how they shot this. I could do that. You know, so mm-hmm. I think it just brings out different hobbies that may be something that can assist down the line or mm-hmm. has assisted on this journey. Because I'm going to tell you, season one, it was hard to do certain things, but we had to learn for season two in order to make it. We had half the people were cranked out more, way more content, mm-hmm. way more episodes, all of that. So it just, it's a lot. Yes. Somebody gonna have to pay me for a tell-all book.
Right, honey. It'll be good.
Yes.
I'll say for anybody who's ever had a dream to just do it. Like, just
right.
just right. do it, you know, in whatever way that is, even if it's not on a big scale like you think it's going to be, just do it in on a small scale. Do it in your daily life and use your talents, use your gifts,
mm-hmm.
whatever they are.
And you may not know you have them until opportunities present themselves, you know, because I know with this podcast, I did not know it would be four seasons later and
right.
just didn't know. So, but I'm extremely grateful.
You didn't know it would be four seasons later?
Let me tell you, I know we about to zoom and blast off. Like, I cannot tell you how much I feel that this is literally, like, we're going to be looking back at these videos and be like, child, we thought we was doing something. But I knew it wouldn't be the way it started.
Mm-hmm.
Just too much energy. Mm-hmm. The energy wasn't right.
But so, I think Erica and the has a good way of seeing like a lot of qualities in people. Like I see like when she brought all of us, cause you know, she brought me to it. She asked me that I want to do it or whatever. And I think that she see the good qualities in people. And even when we had, I can't remember how many was it of us? Six people. Mm-hmm. I think that she saw the good qualities. Each person did bring something different to the table. And I think Erica saw that cause she's really good at seeing those qualities in people. But I think sometimes if people don't see those qualities in themselves, then okay. it can kind of backfire, you know, whatever the case might be. But I'm glad Erica D asked me to do it or whatever, because I really do enjoy
me too.
Doing it with you guys.
Because Johnny's will give you some, she'll bring some thunder to your lightning, baby. And Kevin, you just don't know what the hell you about to get. It's going to be right. You don't know. Now I can already tell you what Brandon would say. Like he's one of the people I could guess with my eyes closed, with my head turned, what he's gonna say and how he's gonna say it. Cause he right on par. Johnny's, mm-hmm. You don't know. You can assume, and then she's like, you know what? I thought about it and I agree, actually. You'd be sitting there like, what? Okay. And then Kevin, I can actually guess him more than Johnny's because I know he's going to go against everything that's presented. He be thinking it's going to be shocking to everybody, but we all like this. Mm-hmm. We knew that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I do that, but okay. You uh-huh. think I go against everything. Okay.
What y'all think the funniest moment? Like, what was your funniest moment? One moment now, the funniest moment that you, I mean, hands down, you would never forget.
I done forgot it now, Janice, because I laugh and then put it to the side. So, you know.
I don't know. Okay. I think we've had a lot of funny, like, shout out to our boy Job. We used to have Job on here. We're going to have to bring him back. He used to say stuff that just would have me just through. Laz, shout out to Laz. The men who have been our guests, they have just been crazy.
I feel like we've had more men than women.
Yes. Shout out to Anthony.
Really?
The BBW connoisseur. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it may be equal.
Oh, no, the men have come on here and ripped their draws all up. The women, you know, Lorna she killed it with episode 75. And we've had Lorna on multiple episodes. But episode 75.
The big man.
That's the straightest disrespectful the big episode, man. Period. That Lord. Episode 75 was the most disrespectful.
To the big man. We sorry, big man.
It was the most disrespectful and funniest episode because
I know you really hurt my feelings.
You could hear us unraveling. Everybody unraveled. Me and Lorna was just down the hill. Johnny's didn't even care. She says, like, you know what? I just don't even care what y'all saying, because guess what? I ain't never liked the big man. I mean, it was just throw the microphone down the hill. Kevin and Brandon are like, the hell going on? You should see the faces in the episode. I mean, it was just downhill.
I was gasping the whole time.
You was just like, well, what am I? Like, am I in between? Am I a big dude? Am I not a big dude? But we just was going in so bad. I felt
Kevin,
bad.
You're not the big man's. You're not the big man's.
You a tall man's with a little meat on it, but not too. Yeah. You and Brandon.
Yeah.
You and Brandon. Okay.
I'm going to tell y'all. My funniest moment, y'all, it was a lie. So Erica doing her thing she does, finding people out from off social media now. She found the guy. I can't remember his name.
She had us do this guy. Live with some guy that you did not. Did you pre-interview him?
Well, like she didn't have to. Because he was famous.
He was already YouTube famous.
Everybody about Kevin Samuels not graduating from college. Was it college? Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, we had to do the interview. Like,
I don't feel like you did. I feel like
I got in touch with him.
I feel like you might have contacted him.
We did communicate because he said, I'm going to come on your live. I said, come on my live. And da-da-da.
But had you had a conversation?
Yes, because that's when, like, I really did interviews. So,
But even if she did, we had a conversation with him at first at the beginning. Okay, yeah. So at the beginning of the live, this man just talking. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if Erica made him nervous. She had asked a question. And all of a sudden, y'all, out of nowhere, this man just starts stuttering. I mean, big stuttering, where he went to talking just like I am now, to barely get words out of his mouth. And we didn't know this. So we all here trying to be, and if y'all don't know this already about me and Erica, we are big laughers. Yeah. Like, I laugh at my own kids, honey. Like, I laugh at myself. Like, I don't discriminate when it comes to laughing. Like, and honey, when I tell you,
but Johnny, you did good. Cause Johnny does pageants. She was made for pageants. Cause Johnny's, this is Johnny's. I don't care how ratchet it is.
Johnny's. That was good. That was, y'all both Johnny's, was laughing. Y'all had laughing. And I was trying to look at Erica. On with the conversation and just move along. Goodness. But y'all was laughing and I was trying to figure out what y'all laughing at.
Kevin,
I mean, I knew what you were laughing at, but I was just I was trying to be professional and just not, you know, I've been around people who stutter before, so I was.
It won't even that. It was just how you go from. I mean, you wouldn't even know that man had a stutter when we first met him, and as soon as we hit record, it was like night and day. It was like two different people, for real. Like, no lie. It really was.
When I tell you, because I'm looking it up right now, when I tell you that this man had the stutter from hell and it just kicked in, and me and Johnny was like this.
Oh, it was like, at first when we was before we started recording, Kevin, can you not agree with that? You did not know that man had a stutter, did
no,
you?
I didn't know he had right. one, but
and it was it, like as soon somebody as we hit the record,
button, somebody hit the button, it. And the, I found and it. The I trigger happened, and y'all just, right. I was shocked that y'all were laughing because I was like, the camera is on. Like,
I was shocked from the whole situation, honey. I was just like, what is going on?
The camera is on. Come on now.
Kevin, shut up. Because we was here. Me. And then we hung up. We got off that damn Zoom or whatever the hell. Me.
Good.
Johnny said, where the hell is stuttering come from?
Girl, that was it.
It don't matter where it came from. It was there. It was there.
No, baby.
It wasn't there at first.
It wasn't there at first, but it was there.
It just got bad.
Right.
I don't do good with stuttering. I'm going to just tell you right now, if you stutter, I love you, but baby... You talk about somebody who do not do good with stuff. I don't. I went and ordered from a local place around here during COVID, and I had my daddy and my mama in the car, and we called in that order, and that girl started stuttering real bad. I had to hang up on her. There you go. Because I was about to pee myself. And then my dad started laughing because I was laughing. It was bad. It was, no.
And you know, and you already know we laugh. Like, I laugh at my own kids. I laugh at myself. Like, it's just in me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, I'm sorry. I try to do better. I really do.
I do not agree with the thoughts and views of Johnny.
I sent y'all to laugh.
I know too many stuttering people to be laughing at them on this.
No,
on
Kevin, that was a regular stutter. That was one of them.
It don't matter what kind of stutter it is. It don't matter.
That was, but you look, see.
I did want to throw this out because we've been up here for a minute now. I know we're about to answer. Y'all know what I really enjoyed? The homecoming series we did. Yeah. And we had different, that was different for us. Like, it was different.
I liked it.
But I really enjoyed it. I think that was really good. I think those series were really good for the homecoming. We had some really amazing HBCU alumni in those seasons. Yeah. I mean, in those episodes.
Yes, shout out to Kevin, our engineer brother who ended up graduating from UNC Charlotte. He really broke it down. It was two episodes. It was really, really, really good from season three. And we had Toya come on. I think she was just shy boots. So we'll have to bring her back on again. But we had a really good time. And it's homecoming, we had y'all.
The guy that to make the suits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Season one.
Season one
was a mix of ratchet and professionalism. It was heavy professionalism in season one mixed with straight ratch. It was just a mirror.
It was no in between.
No. So if you listen to season one, God bless you. It was just
Do you remember that episode that we did? I think it was season one that we recorded at night. And because somebody called the editor the wrong, was it Johnny?
It was me.
We had to scrap the whole episode because we were like over a half an hour through the thing and we had to scrap the episode. It was like at 42 minutes.
I feel like we've done that multiple times, but it was one episode. We had to start over. It was like 3 times. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was our third take of the episode. Now, let me tell you, we have not had to do that since season one. Okay. Because we had someone editing our episodes. So we had to submit episodes. Now I'm going to have to do that because Kevin could just go in there and slap yes. and wop, wop, wop. You know what I'm saying? Yo, season one, I'm telling you, we had to go through that in order to understand who we were and what we were doing. And it cost us a ton of money. Let me tell you. So if a company says that they will edit your episodes for you, come see me first. Come under the comments and come talk to us first. We were paying like $750 a month for episode edits and pushing it to the host site. Unbelievable. $750. Split between the six of us. Okay. So don't get no ideas and y'all learn to edit and charge $750. Don't do that. We paying that man's rent. Okay. Well, a piece of it. He was in DC. Right. But all right, y'all. Well, it has been a pleasure working with you all. Shout out yes. to Brandon. Could not be here. We love you too, Brandon. Love you all.
Yes, Brandon.
We are an enterprise. We are a dope, dope group of people. We know there are other podcasts you can listen to and have your fun with, but why not come hang with the really cool kids over here?
Right. The bougie crew.
The bougie crew. Right. Like, we regular people. We got regular jobs just like right. y'all. You know, we contemplate and what career moves we can make, but we're regular people just like y'all, you know, got lives and the children's and godchildren's, nieces and nephews and everybody. And shout out to my baby Micah, my nephew. He's new. He just got over RSV. That was a big mess for us. He was in the hospital. So he is 2 months old and battled RSV. So shout out to him and my girl Noah. They child last week, I ain't know what to do myself. But thank y'all so much for listening. Love y'all again. Love all of our listeners across the world. And we will see y'all on YouTube, because now you can watch the videos on YouTube. I have time to post them. But until then, bye. Bougie bride.